There's not really a lot that I can add to what Sharon said. just to repeat that it was very ironic that she had a business that she couldn't afford to buy medical insurance for her employees, and then her customer, her sole customer with 70,000 employees, went on strike, and the very reason they went on strike was to improve their medical benefits that were being taken away from them. So it's an ironic situation. We're happy to be invited on the trip to support the Foundation for Taxpayers and Consumer Rights to help educate and inform and even motivate the American public. We're kind of in this mess because of the growing complacency in America, and it takes efforts like this to inform people, to get them actively involved. My major point is the fact that as American citizens, we are not knocking on our leaders' doors. We're not writing letters. We're not protesting. There's a saying that in Washington, D.C., every door has a for sale sign on it. If we're not knocking on those doors, we know who is, and that's special interest. When we have a situation where the elderly and the people who most need medical care in our country cannot be represented fairly because our own legislature, our own Senate, our own Congress have prevented bulk purchasing, the very thing that you have in Canada. And so we would like the American people to be less complacent, knock on those doors. You may not have a pocket full of money, but you do have something more important, and that's your vote. These people can be fired very easily if you don't vote for them. And we also would like to see a watchdog committee set up. Like any other industry, auto insurance, any other industry, there's an organization that oversees those industries and makes sure that they're not gouging the public. And we'd like to see that in the total American medical industry. Thank you very much.